recycling of the song this summer.
It's fun.
From your mouth to God's ears, baby.
Yes,
we told him to ask that. I can't tell a lot. We're hoping it's the song of the summer. It feels like a good summer jam, don't you think?
Yeah. But everything like from reaction, the sales numbers points that way. So how does that feel?
It's exciting. This is the first song from a new project that we're so excited about. Can't wait for everybody to hear all of the new music and to kick it off like this. It's pretty exciting.
I don't think we've ever seen a reaction like this to the song. So it's pretty cool.
We've never had a song in Motorboat Nation.
Maybe that's what we've been missing.
We've been missing this whole time.
Talk about the fans' reaction to the song. I mean, obviously, with motorboating in the song, I imagine you might get some interesting reactions or stories or things. I have Kelly Pickler tweeted about don't mix motorboating in Jack Daniels.
Yes.
Can you just kind of talk about that response that people?
Yeah, we had lots of orders for T-shirts this week from artists. Like we sent motorboating T-shirts over to Miranda and Kelly and the others.
But they
would look good wearing them. It's been fun. You can't make something happen. We learned that in, like, fans either connect to a song or they don't. And when they latch on and they really connect, it just has a life of its own. And so they start tweeting about it and they get on their Facebook and they post funny things and it goes crazy. And that's kind of what's happening in the song. It's just going a little nuts. And it's so much fun to watch. Like, I love getting on Twitter right now and watching them all pound pontoon. You know, they do all their little trends.
Yeah, they sent us a newspaper article that said, somebody did, and it said, hey, pontoon sales are on the rise.
Yeah.
We'll take credit.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We'll take four pontoons.
We're going to go with Joyce Barfinal.
You guys are getting ready to head out on the change tour, and it seems like with all of those acts, it's going to be like one big party backstage. Just talk about like all those people and just what you're looking forward to about that.
That is a lot of people and a lot of buses. It's going to be crazy.
I think we're the only ones that bring our children, though, so we may interrupt the party. I don't know. Well, we were pretty good partiers and moms and dads, so I don't know. I can't wait to see the Flat Show. We've been friends of theirs forever, and we have never toured together. We've really only done like two shows in a decade, I think, together.
Probably.
And then CMA Fest last year when we did the collaboration, I think maybe that's what inspired the whole thing. It was like, this was fun. We should do it again and again and again. So 60 cities from next Friday night until October the 15th. And we've toured with Eli Young before on the Throwdown Tour. And then Eden's Edge, we're just getting to know them, so
great town.
It's going to be fun.
Thank
y'all
very much.
Thank
y'all. Thank you.